crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. And our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days, when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon her glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this.
Welcome back, folks, to another edition here of the Concord Hour. And I am your host, Maggie Rose. My co-host, Chris Brumbles, is in the studio here with us. And folks, there's a lot of changes going on here at Republic Broadcasting Network right now. And so we're going to be moving some of the hosts around and some different time slots. So I am going to no longer be doing the Friday 1 hour shows. I've been moved to Mondays, and we're going to be doing 2 straight hours on Monday starting this coming Monday, the 4th of December. Today's date, folks, is December the 1st, 2023. I want to say happy birthday to my son out there. He turns 31 years young tomorrow, and he's kind of happy right now because now he's got not only his regular computer he has at home, but now he's got a laptop that he can take with him and doing some of his college work and some of the other things he's doing. So that was his birthday gift, and he's really thrilled with that. So again, happy birthday, son. Very proud of you and all that you're doing. He's one of the things we've been talking about a lot before in the Concord Hour is about volunteerism. And this is my youngest of five, and he's the one that was the Eagle Scout. And he volunteers at a wildlife game park. He also volunteers for the VFW. And he's been also volunteering and teaching martial arts to the Little Dragons, as well as working on his black belts. So we're really proud of, and also holding down a job, too. Okay, now he's even wanting to go back to school, and I'm like, slow down, boy. So anyway, we're very proud of all of our kids and our grandkids, and education is really important in our family. But as I've taught my kids, is you don't have to go to college to get an education. You don't have to go to college to be successful. One of my kids has said, you know, Mom, I do not want $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in college loans that it takes me my entire adulthood to have to pay off. And so he actually went to a trade school and became a millwright and got his certification not very long ago. And now he's thinking of one of these days going back and becoming also an electrician. So, and this is, you know, he's been able to do it all without having any student loans. So more kudos to that son as well. Today's date again is December the 1st. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Live here. At the end of the hour, we're going to take a small station break for our ads and advertising. We will ask you all please to help us by patronizing our sponsors. That's what helps pay us for the airtime here. And then when we come back at the other side of the hour, I'm going to be talking a little bit with Chris about some recent things coming up with the vaxes that are going on, some of the mandates. Some of you in Australia right now are actually texting me right now, or some of you have been on Skype listening and letting me know that they're already starting some of these mandates to throw at us again. And I'll be playing a couple portions, I hate to say this, yes, from AJ's show. But you know what? Despite the history of way back when, he's really been putting out a lot of good information, bringing on some people that have been on my show as my guest. And we need to get this information out, let everybody know what's going on and keep people aware. But in the meantime, this first 30 minutes, we're going to be talking to Chris about a lot of things going on that he wants to share with us. And for those of you asking about Measure 114, I know Chris is going to have something to say about that. Chris, are you with us?
I am. By the way, I begged my kids not to go to college.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a cesspool of indoctrination. Why would you want them to go there? But
exactly.
My oldest daughter actually went to college because she got a scholarship to play volleyball, and she was there one term and called me and said, she came up and said, "Dad, you know, I'm there teaching me sixth grade math. And I'm having to pay for this. So can I just go to a trade school?" And I said, "Go for it." She's doing great. So she's making more money than she would have had she finished school. And even my son-in-law was a pitcher for Washington State, and he ended up at the same college. He tore his elbow up. That's where him and my daughter met, in the school she was in. And I talked to him one day. I said, "How long have you been in school?" He goes, 3 years. I said, "What degree do you have?" He said, "None." I said, "You really don't want to go to college. Why don't you go be an electrician?" And I said, "Look, they pay you. They start at then that time. They started out to you like $17 an hour. You got paid. They give you, you know, a bunch of tools, $600-$700 worth of tools every few months, and they paid for your schooling. So how can you beat that?" Sure enough, 2 weeks later, he was doing that. And now he's a foreman. They're doing really well. Let's just put it that way. They're married now. But, you know, these trade schools are important because you got to still have somebody to drive the trains. You still got to have somebody to do the wiring. You still, and all that stuff, you know, they pretty much dried. A lot of those dried up. But anyways, how you doing, Maggie?
Oh, I'm doing fine. What trade school did your daughter go to?
She became a dental assistant, but then she is now running she's manager at our store. We have a liquor store, as you know. But actually, you should have called this Fraud Friday, because we are going to talk about some of the fraud, you know, all the fraud we see in the government, the media, the bureaucracies, Trump's cases, etc. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment have never been more under attack than they are right now. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble talking real good. I have this scratchy throat. We're living in the most dangerous time on the planet Earth has ever seen, with these delusional policies and big lies that are being pushed with impunity. Getting the truth out is not only important to save this country and the world, it's important to save sanity, because people are going nuts. I mean, you cannot believe the media. Do not believe the media, and especially don't believe anything the government tells you, contrary to what they'll tell you to believe. They are not the arbiter of truth, and there's nothing more patriotic than questioning everything they are saying. I've been watching I've been watching all the Trump trials, and it is amazing. He's proved his case 5-6 times in some of them. They will not let it go. They will not let it go. And so now Trump is suing that Letitia, whatever her name is, in New York. And I think it's awesome, because he just went to court in the New York case and sued them. What was it about? To get rid of the gag order, and it worked. So it's got an injunction on his gag order there. He still got the gag order on the other one or two cases, but they're trying to shut this man down just to win an election. And this is so important to protect our First and Second, Fourth Amendments that they're trying to violate. There's a reason why we have them. You know, I want to, if they'd come out tomorrow and said, "You can't have guns anymore," I'd just give them my middle finger. And, you know, the only way they're going to get them is to shoot me, I guess. unfortunately. But you know what happens if the government gets your guns?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they want. And you've seen what other governments have done. You've seen what Hitler did. You've seen what Russia did. You've seen all over the world. China killed 45 million people. It's crazy. The only reason they want your guns so bad and the only reason they want to shut you up is because they got nefarious plans.
Yes, I totally agree with you. You know, there was one of the articles that came out in the American Free Press. It was the September 5th and 12th edition. They're out of Washington, D.C., and they're very conservative. People have tried to twist a lot about the American Free Press that isn't true. It actually started off as a spotlight back when my great-grandmother and my grandmother were reading the newspaper, and I actually wrote for it a few times in both my pen name and my given name as well. But the very first article on this volume, issue number 3738, is a picture of Biden, and someone's holding up a sign, and it says, "Save America, deport Biden now." So with these crazy open borders going on, Chris, the policies that he's putting out is threatening every American. We need to deport him. He's more Chinese than he is Irish.
You know, I got to tell you, I watched the other day, I was watching Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson was giving a speech. It was on Twitter, and it was one of the greatest things I've heard in a long time. He was talking about, he said, you know, there is the stuff they're doing to Trump, the stuff they're doing to the country. He said, it's not politics anymore. And I agree with him. He said, and what happens when the politics go away? It's always violence. That means violence is coming. And I don't want that to happen. I have six grandchildren, but I know it's coming. I've read history. And he said, it's not even that they're just lying. He said, he compared it. This was the analogy he gave, and I thought it was great. So I wanted to repeat it here. He said, imagine you got a kid, your kid's coming down the stairs, and you, just as you open up a cabinet and see that 12 Oreos are missing out of the Oreo bag, and you ask him, did you eat the Oreos? And he says, no, because he's embarrassed and because he got caught. And that's the, you know, that's what a kid, little kid response, you know, kids lie. Let's admit all kids lie.
Right.
And he said, are you sure? And then the kid might admit, well, I had one. And then maybe later I had two. He said, now that's a lie. He said, what they're doing is inverting lies. And he said, now imagine that kid works for the O'Biden administration. He comes down and you say, did you eat these cookies? He says, no, you did. And he looks you straight in the eye, doesn't flinch, doesn't change, doesn't turn his head, nothing. And he's emphatic about it, almost to the point where he almost has you believing that you ate the cookies. This is what these people are doing. You can see them on videotape and they lie to you. This is dangerous.
I totally agree with you. And the thing is a lot of people have been saying to me time and again, they said, oh, you know, our government won't do this to us. Excuse me? What do you mean our government won't do this? Our government has been doing crap to us for a long time.
Well, Obozo did it. No, Biden's doing it. And, you know, they said there. I just want to slap my forehead when I hear these leftists say how much of a liar Trump was. And I'm sure Trump embellished at times. But I've never heard him outright come out and outright lie like they do.
No,
it's just, and then call him a racist and everything. And meanwhile, you got hundreds of black people or Hispanic people telling that work for him, saying how great he is and how he's never been not a racist bone in his body. But this is the big lie. This is what Hitler did. they figure if they repeat it enough and loud enough, that it's going to become true. So don't believe anything the government says. Anything.
Exactly. And that's what we've been trying to tell people for some time. Now, what do you have right now up your sleeve of things that you guys got going on with the Oregon Firearms Federation? You know, folks, Chris Brumbles is the coordinator for the Columbia County, Oregon Firearms Federation. And both he and Kevin, who I guess is the founder or co-founder of the Oregon Firearms Federation, there is a philosophy that all of us support the OFF, and that is no compromise. And absolutely. Chris Brumbles and Kevin have been making it very clear right from the very beginning, there is no compromise when it comes to our Second Amendment God-given right.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I won't mention the person, but I was sitting next to a senator about a week or two ago, and she goes, she touched my patch. She said, oh, I like your patch. And it says Oregon Firearms Federation on it. And she said, now, when I ran for governor, you guys really throttled me. You destroyed me. And I said, well, look at the patch. And I said, look at the bottom. It says no compromise. We are a no compromise organization. And that means no compromise. It doesn't mean no compromise like Democrats or Republicans say.
Well, I bet that conversation, I know it wasn't with Tina Kotek that I was running against, or Christine Drazen that I was also running against. I bet you it was Betsy Johnson, because she...
I'm not saying who it was, because I'm not here to bash anybody.
Oh, I know. We're not here. But
right,
you
now,
know, the problem
until the election comes around.
The problem with some of these politicians is that, you know, unlike myself, I wasn't a politician. I'm a stateswoman. And these politicians that have been in the legislature, like Tina Kotek, Betsy Johnson, and Christine Drazen, they've been in the legislature for a long time. And Christine Drazen, though she calls herself a Republican, she was always voting for everything that the liberals wanted. So that's why we called her a rhino. But I'm not trying to bash her. I'm saying these people,
right,
they need to not just talk the talk, Chris. They need to walk the walk. And if they're not going to both talk the talk and walk the walk, then we need to call them out. We're not bashing them by stating, hey, this is your track record. This is what you voted for. So therefore, why would I want to vote for you? Yes or no? Have we lost you, Chris? Okay. So anyway, folks, until we can get Chris back, we're going to see if he can bring Chris back on again. I wanted to let you all know is that on Monday, instead of a one-hour show on Mondays and one-hour show on Fridays, the Concord Hour will become the Concord Show, and that will be from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 to 5 Mountain. That is 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Again, for those of you in the Midwest, 4 to 6 p.m. Central and 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will be starting this Monday, so I will no longer be with you guys on Fridays. Hopefully, we're going to be able to get Chris back with us again. Again, folks, it'll be 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And even though it's going to go from being called the Concord Hour back to the Concord Show, I want to state this disclaimer here. I am not here to entertain you. I am not here to put on a show, and because you want to sit around and listen to this talk show host for 2-3 hours and then another talk show host, and basically you're listening to the radio or the computer all day long. I don't know about you, but I have better times, you know, things to do than just sit for 6-7 hours being entertained by radio. I want radio to be something where we're educating each other. I mean, when Chris comes on here, I learn so much from him. This is supposed to be a place, I believe, for the Concord Show, where we educate each other, where I'm learning as I go along as well, where we motivate each other, we inspire each other. And I think we got Chris back with us, do we?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Just give me 1 minute.
Okay. So, folks, again,
I'm on a different computer, and this is crazy. I've been having trouble with this computer system for quite a while. We're actually thinking about going to Starlink or whatever you call that.
Well, just don't go to HughesNet. I heard that a lot of people are having problems with that one. So again, this, you know, we're here, as I was saying, to educate people. So if Starlink is a good place to go, fine. I've had so many people, though, tell me they have troubles with HughesNet. So again, the Concord Show is going to be a place to educate you all, where I'm going to get educated many times by our guests, a place to motivate each other, to inspire each other, and understand that we need to draw a line in the sand. We need to draw a line in the sand. We need to link arms with each other. We need to stand our ground. And in cases like the Second Amendment, there is no compromise. You give up any of your Second Amendment God-given rights, and you are going to lose all the rest of your rights, including all of your First Amendment as well. Right, Chris?
You're going to get murdered, and it's only a matter of time. But did you want me to go over 114?
Yes, I would like you to, please.
Okay, so a little background on it. 114, I believe, was illegal from the start. I know it was. And the Attorney General of the state should never have allowed 114 to be circulated in Oregon. To follow our Constitution, initiative petition needs to comply with three things. It has to have the full text, which it did, cannot be administrative in nature. And it was, even the court said so. So there's one it got wrong. And it must cover only one subject. It had several subjects. It had mag bans, free acquisition permits for firearms, and, you know, many more, but those were the main two. And by the way, this thing, so they wanted to form a registration list, because if they would have got their way, and they probably will at some point, I'll tell you about that in a minute, they would, you know, the part of this bill, part of this law says that everybody's name and information go on the internet. You know, so that you can make all the identity thieves happy. So, I mean, this is how ignorant these people are. So it did have the full text. It was but it was administrative in nature. Strike one, it should have been thrown out right then. And it covered way more than one subject. Should have been dumped again. The Attorney General failed in her duty and violated her oath to allow this IP to even gather signatures. The same Attorney General said that passing our SAPO or SASO to protect gun rights was unconstitutional. So you know where they stand. These people are Hitler-esque, I'll say. So the petition gatherers needed over 50,000 signatures with 1 week to go. Oh, it took them over a year to gather around 70,000 signatures. And I don't think they got those 50,000 signatures. They were worried. And we
Hello?
Sorry about that. Where did I leave off? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so where did I leave off?
regarding the 114 to the measure, how many signatures?
Okay. The petition gatherers needed 50,000 signatures with a week to go. Over a year, it took them over a year to gather 70,000 signatures. So I don't think they got them in a week, especially once we started putting the truth out there, because they were lying. Obviously, they were illegally. It's illegal to lie to people to get them to sign these things, but they were lying. You know, like they always do. Oh, this is going to fix the loophole for background checks. Well, they said they've been saying that for the last 10 years on every gun issue. There are no loopholes anywhere. So I don't think they got them. And we did have spy in there, you know, keeping us informed. And so did the NRA. And we talked to the NRA. They didn't think they were going to be able to get the signatures either. So Oregon sample counts ballots. So they might take maybe 100 or 1,000 or whatever it is. I think they needed 127,000 signatures, if I remember. I may be wrong on that. I may have some numbers inverted. But Oregon sample counts ballots. So what would happen if you had friends in the Secretary of State office, who, by the way, since has resigned because she committed crimes, and you say, hey, count this 1,000 or count this 100. And then so basically if they took 100 signatures, they counting 80 were good. They would say 80% of all the signatures are good. So, you know, they could do the same thing with if they don't like the right, they could go through and count, you know, sample count until they find a group of ballots they don't think, you know, that is really bad, that has a lot of signatures that aren't good, and they could throw ours away. And, you know, 10 years ago, a person might have said the government wouldn't do that, but look, the government's rife with fraud now. I don't trust them a bit. So, and since Oregon is the most corrupt state in the nation, I don't trust them at all. And I think that they cheated to put this thing on the ballot. So they put this thing on the ballot because the Social Security Secretary of State validated the signatures. The same Secretary of State, by the way, that has since resigned because she was taking money from a cartel, and by the way, is being investigated by the federal government. And she put these on the ballot, and where it passed by something like 0.7% or something like that. It was pretty low. It was less than a percent. So jump to now, and the court in Harney County found this thing to be 114 to be facially unconstitutional on all applications, which is great for us. It gives us more time. And he did a very detailed constitutional and historical opinion on this. He talked about how Oregonians at the time of the of our founding wanted the best guns that were available. There were guns back then that had, you know, that carried many rounds, and so it'd be the same thing as having these what they call what I call commonly owned magazines. What they like to call them? What did they call them? They call them. Oh shoot. Anyways, my brain's not working right now. But anyways, so he did a great opinion, but the governor, of course, came out spouting her displeasure with the judge's opinion and backed the AG's decision to appeal. So they are going to go to appeal. Now, they can either go to the appeals court or they can skip that and go straight to the Supreme Court of Oregon. We don't know what they're going to do. And they are dragging their feet for some reason. We don't know why they're dragging their feet, because usually they appeal right away. They haven't appealed yet. And so this will be settled eventually at the Supreme Court of Oregon, no matter what. But for now, Oregonians are safe. They can go out and buy their ARs and their 20-30 round magazines. And, you know, so far we've prevailed. But I tell you what, I have dealt with the appeals court. 12 out of 13 of them were elected by Democrats, and the other one is a rhino and a scumbag as far as I'm concerned. When we lost our case in the appeals court for the Second Amendment sanctuary ordinance, he literally came out and said we were anti-Semites and racist and stuff like that. Really said that our law was unconstitutional and basically said we were racist and anti-Semites. Didn't really give any good legal reasons why. He basically said, well, he misquoted the Supremacy Clause, of course, because people like him think that the federal government, Supremacy Clause means the federal government is supreme to the states, but that's not true. Remember, we were the potter, they were the pot. The pot doesn't control the potter. We were the ones who created them. They didn't create us. And the Supremacy Clause just says that any law, whether state or federal, that violates the Constitution is void ab initio. It's not a law. So I think their opinion was lame on that. I think that they'll probably screw us over on this one when we get to appeals court, but hopefully, you know, right now California is waiting for their magazine ban to get to the Supreme Court. I mean, it's sitting there waiting for this on the Supreme Court now, and hopefully, you know, we might even hear from that before ours. If the Supreme Court takes it up, at least the magazine ban will be done in Oregon. But unfortunately, it doesn't talk about the permit to buy a gun.
Right.
We're gonna have to wait and see what happens. That's basically really we're waiting on the state to see what happens next.
Well, we're going to go to a break right now, Chris. When we come back, I'd like you to bring up the other subject you wanted to talk about. Folks, this is Maggie Rose and co-host Chris Brummels. You're listening to The Concord Hour here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I dreamed I had a good job and I got well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Welcome back to the second 30 minutes here of the Concord Hour. I am your host, Maggie Rose, and I am on with Chris Brumbles. Today's date is December 1st, 2023. Again, I will no longer be doing Fridays. I have been given the time slot on Mondays from here on. That'll be 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it'll be 2-hour program. So that'll be Central Time, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, starting this Monday the 4th. Now, the first 30 minutes, I'm going to be in the middle of an appointment, so we're going to try to get that 30 minutes covered, but then I will be with you for the next hour and a half after that. Chris, we happen to have here, before we go to the next topic, we happen to have Reb, R-E-B, in Colorado that wants to talk to you.
Sure. Well, you're interested in your gun rights. We're being attacked at all sides by Enemies of America, the Boy Scout Rep Team, and we're being deprived of food now by the Veterans Administration. We were on coast to coast with that Nori man for 5 minutes, oh, 3.5 actually to 5 minutes, and we got this information out. We're harassing the entire Pentagon, saying, you can't leave us out here, Boy Scout Rep. And the Veterans Administration, the social workers, decided to retaliate by not taking me to the grocery store. Remember, we're witnesses against the worst enemy, the 911 bastards that tried to murder us. And I found out something else yesterday. I don't look for things, but I found out Bubba's zip code 80232 in Colorado is covered by two representatives. We got, they're on the hook. They know about this. It's the entire, not that it matters, in the House of Representatives. And it's DeGette and Pedersen. Now, I have an 80214. It's only covered by Pedersen. This is in Jefferson County, Colorado, which is being overrun by the third world garbage that's pouring across the border. If you saw this place 5 years ago, you wouldn't recognize it today. It's just the whole place is overrun. And we're not going to stop it by magic. It's going to take force. But they heard about it. Tens of millions on this coast to coast when I was telling them, yeah, we got, and I gave out the agent's number in Colorado Springs. I'll give it out, 719-433-8196, Agent Kitarakis, who tells the 911, stay the hell away from us. They want to push this, and we're going to have it out with them by military, U.S. Public Law, 109-3646-1076. Even the DAV, you would think, someone who's 100% U.S. Army service-connected, permanent, medically retired, priority group one, raised up by the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Army. And they would help us. I got 2 pages of benefits. I don't get any of them.
Yeah, I know, Reb. I think I got an email from you, Reb, and I've got your phone number. With your permission, I will give you a call sometime next week, and I'd like to bring you on the show to talk about some of the things you sent to me in that email, because I think it's important. You know, I did a part one, part two, part three, and then by popular demand, part four on the VA system, including the corruption within the VA and what was happening in Roseburg, Oregon, and also in Nevada. So I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Secretary of the Veterans Administration McDonough knows about this. There's three cabinet levels now. It's going to blow up on these freaks. Push it, Bubba Scout Rev, and Bubba will take over. He's got two representatives, DeGette and Pedersen. One's the DeGette's first congressional and Colorado, and 7th congressional is Pedersen. That covers most of this county. She's new. She looks like a stupid soccer mom, but not that smart. And I'm telling you, these people don't know. They took their phones off the hook today. And I found that system. Yeah, really, they did. They took the phones off the hook. Call Agent Kitarakis, 719-433-819.
That means you're being effective, man. That means you're being effective. Yeah, that means you're being effective if they took their phones off. Keep it up.
I'm not afraid
of anything, and I protect all rights, but I just happen to be with Oregon Firearms Federation, because if we lose our guns, we lose them all.
I'm going to get Frank Steffens. He's in Medford County, Oregon. I want him on the program, too. He's the American Voice Radio Network. He's down in Eagle Point.
Yeah, I know where he is. Well, Reb, thank you so much for your call. I do appreciate it. Chris, what other comments do you want to make about what Reb just said?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, you know, I just didn't like the way it started. While you're worrying about your gun rights, I'm not worried at all. Because I have faith in God, and I'm fighting for all rights.
Right. And that's one of the things. I finally gave in. I had taken already 3 times classes in concealed carry, and each of the instructors I learned something new from. But then finally I took the 4th concealed carry class, where I'm actually going to go and I'm going to get my concealed carry license. And I have actually joined with my husband, the USCCA. We are USCCA members. which is basically when you have a concealed carry, you actually have this insurance that you carry with the USCCA that if anything happens to you, you have attorneys right there. So it's just some added protection. I was so worried. Remember, I shared with you, Chris, about being on another list, and you and others kept reminding me, Maggie, you are on so many lists, having been in the military, having been a talk show host, having been a newspaper journalist. You're on so many databases and data lists. One more isn't going to make a difference, and you're probably right.
So last week I told you about the NSA spy programs, PRISM, Stellar Wind, Upstream, Bull Run, Marina, Mainway, Pinwheel, Nucleon, Muscular, Five Eyes, Boundless Informant. I mean, that's just some of them that we know of just from the NSA. But let me read this, just this one line from an opinion from the Supreme Court back in 1966. It was Osborne v. U.S., and it said, "We are rapidly entering the age of no privacy, where everyone is open to surveillance at all times." And by the way, that Reb guy, he just reiterated what I already say, don't trust the government. So anyways, surveillance at all times, where there are no secrets from government. And see, the government, they want you to believe everything they say. They want you to believe if you've done nothing wrong, that don't worry about them spying on them. You have nothing to worry about. Well, that's a socialist and tyrannical argument.
Exactly.
And that statement is wrong in so many ways. We do not elect kings, and we did not give them the authority to spy on us. The government's job is not to look for us to do something wrong. It's to protect our rights. That's the whole purpose of their existence. Remember what the Declaration of Independence said, and to protect those rights, governments were instituted. It doesn't say to protect those rights and to spy on you. But as you know, there are no angels in government, and because of human nature, there are always going to be evil people in government and will do anything to gain more power and control. If you have no privacy, folks, you don't have freedom, and they know it. It's our job to be vigilant and to watch them, not the other way around. So I did touch on the NSA spy programs last week. Now let's talk about what the White House is doing. The government, of course, identifies their identification of somebody who's a bad guy or a criminal is pretty broad, and that's for a reason. This is done so that they can rely on privacy loopholes to illegally sidestep the Fourth Amendment and rely on a set of privacy loopholes to dig for dirt on you. They have been paying AT&T to allow federal, state, and local law enforcement to access without a warrant the phone records of Americans who are not suspected of a crime. This is even beyond the NSA's metadata collection programs. This started during the Obozo administration and continued during the Trump and O'Biden's administration. Formerly, it was known as Hemisphere, and now it's known as Data Analytical Services. This program uses its association with the White House to sidestep a vast array of privacy and transparency laws. Even Ron Wyden, the tyrant Ron Wyden, says the Hemisphere has been operating with absolutely no oversight for decades under the guise of going after drug traffickers. They are breaking the law in the name of national security. Like they always use national security or protecting children. And I just ask you, first of all, who are the homegrown terrorists here? So in April of 2021, I looked at a different one, but anyways, so they are the homegrown terrorists in my opinion. And they are not supposed to be spying on us. And why government spies on you? Because they don't trust you in their pursuit to control everything.
Right. And it's all about control. When we looked at Agenda 21, now they're pushing for Agenda 30. And between 2030. Oh,
they've been pushing for it.
Agenda 30. And between 2030 and 2047, they want to have 90% of the world's population wiped out.
Oh, they've written in books. It's been written in books for excuse my language, since the 50s.
Oh, I know. I mean, and so I want, what I want, what I wanted to do was out of X-Files, what they do is they have to let us know what they're going to do to us before they do it. They actually tell us, but they turn it into movies and films and TV shows to make it look like it's all pie in the sky or sci-fi, right? This came out of X-Files in 2016. And as you all know, we found out recently that in 2015, they actually were giving a man Moderna. They were experimenting on this man with the Moderna jab, and he had all kinds of reactions in 2015, 2016. This was long before they said that they had actually created it in the year that this COVID came out. Well, it turns out is the fact that not only was China making these viruses and making the jabs to go with it, but so was coming out of Detroit, Maryland. Our own government was in cahoots way back to before 2005. Our own government was working with the Chinese on this. And this is where Charles Lieber out of Harvard University, Dr. Ralph Brock out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. These are some of the monsters, the domestic terrorists that we have that we're working with. Dr. Daniel Anderson out of Duke University. So I wanted to play this. This is X-Files, the 2016 TV show.
Yeah, I've seen this before.
Okay, so you've probably heard this part, and a lot of people who do not, who have not heard this part of X-Files.
This is a clip from the X-Files. Augmented with modern clips of what then transpired. And then we'll get to Utopia. Here it is.
Tad O'Malley has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome. Put there without your knowing it.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe it.
Hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Unless we gave them that ability.
Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose. The
partisan agendas to fat and dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism. And I encourage you all to go shopping more. A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government that turns to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia?
An invasion of the U.S.
Russia's traveling 47.
That's from 2016. Now the FBI says right-wing Trump supporters are going to knock out the power grid with Russia imminently. The spike protein goes into the exact gene to turn off your immune system. That's all confirmed mainstream news. The well-oiled global banking group, WEF, all of it, telling you exactly what they're going to do. And Chris Carter says, oh, the impetus for this is Alex Jones. I put my name in it. That's what happened.
So, Chris, what is your comment to that?
Oh, well, I've already commented on all this. Yeah, I mean, That was out clear back like 3-4 years ago. It got brought up to me by my sister. And it just, I mean, since that, most of the stuff has been proven anyways, hasn't it? There is no conspiracy theories. That's just what they say to shut you up.
Right.
But yeah. You know what? I would just advise people to refuse.
Oh, exactly.
They have no authority to put anything in your body.
No. But
if they can do that, then you're a slave, and we're not a slave.
Pretty Chris, but pushing right now the flu shots again. They're pushing the flu shots again in Australia and around the world. They're starting to bring back the mask mandates. We have Ken in Texas. Ken, do you have a comment for Chris Brumbles? Ken in Texas.
Hey, I really need to get one more thing out before we're going to end here.
Go ahead, Chris.
So, actually, there's two things. I can make them quick. But Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, I don't know how much you've seen of him, but the more I read into him and listen to him, the more I like this guy. He's a patriot. He's a Christian. He's a Trumper. All that stuff. He is now requiring two things. Came out with two bombshells. Number one, he's moving ahead with the Biden impeachment, and I believe they were taking a vote today. And number two, before any more money is given to Israel and Ukraine, there will be, which I'd rather no money go to them, but before any more, they have to have money to secure our border.
Yeah.
So you got to love that. And the real other quick thing I want to say, because I know you're going to want to hear this, is, excuse me, they checked the vote on voting day in Multnomah County. I believe it was Multnomah County in Arizona. And 200,000, there was 248,000 people that voted. They kicked out 200,000 of those votes was kicked out.
Why?
And they found out, well, who votes on voter day? Mostly Republicans. And that's when all these systems failed. And so now Carrie Lake is suing to overturn the election. And I think with good right, because they lied in court. They didn't test these machines the way they were supposed to. If they have a 0.002% failure rate, they can't use those machines. And they were between 41% and 100% failure.
Oh my gosh. I hear you saying that. You're telling me that Carrie Lake is going to do what now? She's suing?
Yeah, she's suing to overturn the election. And I don't know what implications that has. I don't know if she'll win because this is so deep down the rabbit hole for these judges. I mean, what would happen if she won? Then the presidential election could be in question. The governor of Arizona could be in question. and a bunch of other elections.
Well, I need to link up with her because I've got somebody working right now who's mm-hmm. going to be able to possibly have Tina Kotek removed out of office. The Secretary of State, the current one, will not be able to step into that position because mm-hmm. they were working in the office compliant with what Shimia Fagan was doing. Betsy Johnson and Christine Drazen violated the state constitution, Article 2, Section 22. So both Carrie Lake and I have a very, very good position, both of us, in what we're doing in our respective states.
Yeah. Well, so I guess the guy running our program didn't hear what I said. In Arizona, they filed a lawsuit to overturn the election because they found out that not only did the state lie in court on other courts, but they on election day, 200,000 of 248,000 votes were kicked out, and they found out that they did not test the machines the way they were properly. They cannot have more than a 0.002% failure rate to use them. And the article I read said it was 41 to 100% failure rate. So I don't know what that means, 41 to 100% failure rate, but.
Wow. Well, you know what the thing is, if Carrie Lake is discovering this, and so are other people discovering this across the nation, mm-hmm. then you know that Oregon, which we already know, they were shipping people in from other states, setting them up in temporary residency, getting them to register and vote Democrat, paying for all their expenses, and then sending them back to their home states again. We need to have that looked at too and addressed as well.
Yep.
Well, Chris, thank you so much. Folks, it's Chris Brumbles. This is Maggie Rose. We'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Central. Thanks again, Chris.
God bless. Thank you for having me on.
Have a good one.
Worth it up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.